In this week's Haftarah, Parshas Bo, the Navi addresses the Paroi and the Mitzrayim, which existed in the time of the end of Bereshis Hamikdash, like we spoke about last week, Parshas Vayera also. And the Pasuk says, Karu Sham, make an announcement over there, Paroi Melech Mitzrayim Sha'ain, Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, the noisy one, the tumultuous one, Heavy Ramayid, you missed the date. You lost out. You didn't catch the moment. Chai Oni Nu'um HaMelech, Hashem Tzvaki Shemai. I swear, says the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his name, Ki Kesavoy Baharim Uchecharmel Bayom Yavoy. Like the mountain, Tavar, is established in its place, like the Carmel is by the sea, Yavoy, so too will the downfall of Mitzrayim come. This is the Haftarah, two pesukim from the Haftarah. We want to understand why is a mashal given with Tavar and Karmel. We've spoken about this before, the Gemara, the Alkut Shemayni. So we're going to say today a Mahalich based on the Chasam Sefer, but with a bit of a Hakdama. Why exactly is Tavar and Karmel being used? So before we say the Chasam Sefer, we'll learn up together a shtickel of Gemara. In Ma'id Katan, this is a bit of a sugya. It's not too complicated. It's very negel halacha. The Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, after Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara is speaking about the halachas of nidui. Someone needs to be in chayrim. Nidui. Somebody needs to be put into chayrim. So the Gemara says, after Zayin Amar Aleph, Ma'id Katan, Omar Rava, minol de meshadvina shlicha le beidino, mezmino le yedina. How do you know? What's the source that Beis Din sends a shliach to invite the person to come to Beis Din before we put him in chayrim? Tichsiv vayishlach Moshe likroy l'dasan v'ra'aviram b'nei Eliyav. So you see, you send them before you punish them. Uminala demazminin l'dina. How do we know b'chal we're supposed to invite to a din? What's the makar to invite? Tichsiv vayemer Moshe al kareh atal l'chol adascha v'kami gavir rava. How do you know? You have to point out that they're going to be coming and appearing in front of great people. Tichsiv l'fnei Hashem Atu planya, you and that person. D'chsev ato v'heim v'arin. Now the Gemara says, "D'kavina zimna." Where do we know from that we establish a time when we say this is, you know, the time you got to come? We give them a deadline. D'chsev machar says by koyach machar. Then the Gemara says, "Zimna baser zimna." What's a makar that you give him a second time? Rashi explains, "The eloi basia who zimna d'kavina le." If you didn't come the time that you made up with him, you make another time with him. In other words, you give him a deadline. You broke the deadline. You're still nice. You don't punish. What's the makar for this? You give him additional time. Tichsiv, because it says in Haftarah, it says our pasuk, Karu Sham, make an announcement. Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Sha'oin, you tumultuous paroi, you loud, noisy paroi, Hever Amoy, you missed the date. Now, how in the world do you see from this pasuk that you give the guy a second deadline? He missed the deadline, you give another chance. Where's the makar for this? So on that, we have many, many, many Rishonim. There's a Mahalach in Rashi, Mahalach in Rameinu Chananel, in the Ritva, in the Ran, in the Muki Yosef on the Rif, and many, many other Rishonim. I went through this a little bit, and I'll just share with you a couple of different twists, a couple of different Mahalachim that the Rishonim had. Rashi says, Rashi on the Gemara, because there's Rashi in Ksaviyad, printed in Ma'id Katan at the side of the Gemara, and there's Rashi on the Rif. The Rashi in Ma'id Katan, Darshan Zakaru Sham, and it says, make an announcement over there, you read Sham as if it's Shamta. Shamta is a reference to a Cherim. Shamta means Cherim, so Sham becomes like a Cherim. So announce over there should be a Cherim. The Rashi doesn't explain us, how do you see that it's an additional time? Maybe you make it a Cherim the first time. So many, many Mepharshim ask this on Rashi, where do you see that's a second time? Gemara is trying to prove that you give him an additional time. So you see the Lashon Cherim, where do you see the second time? So I actually saw in the Sakapita Talmudis, says on its own, the Magia, he says, because it's Hever Moyed, enter the Pasuk, Hever Amoyed, so the Targum says, Made Zimnayo, you missed the times. So for some reason, the Targum is translating Amoyed as times. So it's a right to the Gemara that he was given one chance power and he was given a second chance. But still, what's the makar for the Targum? How do you know that? How do you know that it's two times? Maybe it's one time. A few Mahalchim over here, again, we're still just going with Rashi's pshat. The Rishash says Hevir Hamoyed means just like you say Avar, place to place. You go from one place to another. So Hevir by Moyed means you went from one time to another. We gave you one time, and now we're giving you another time. It's Hevir Hamoyed, moving from one time to the next. The carbon is saddled on the rush. He says it obviously is a second time, because in the pasuk right before that we read, also in the Aftayr, it says that Hirbukaisha, many were stumbling. Gam Nafal Isharayu, each were falling over their friend, the Mitzrim. But Yemun, they said, Kuma, Veneshuva Lameinu, Ve'el Erzim Latim, Ve'el, let's get back to our land before we get destroyed by this terrible sword which is killing everybody. So you see that there was an earlier time where they hadn't yet fallen completely. And now, this pasuk of Karu Shampari says the carbon is saddled. It's obviously the second time. So Pashat in the Pshat of the pasuk, you see it's the second time. Somebody else says, if I can remember who it is, one of the other Mepharshim say, if I remember, I'll tell you in a moment, says from the next pasuk, the pasuk actually that we learned before, that says, I think this is Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris. He actually says, because the next pasuk says, Chai Ani No Ma'amelach, Hashem Tzvaka Shemai, Ki Kesavir Bahari Mechakar Ba'yam Yavi, it's going to happen. Now why does he have to say it's going to happen? Why isn't it enough the first time? The first time when he says, Karusham Parim Ahutraim announced, that better watch out. Why isn't that enough? Why does he have to be given the additional warning of Tavar and Carmel? So he says that the Pshat is Hagufa, because the first time he actually didn't come. He needed to be told a second time, which was the Pasuk of Tavar. Yeah, Zerini Yechimli Paris. This is the second time of Tavar Baharim of Carmel Bayam. I'll just mention already now, we'll be discussing in a moment if there's actually a total of two times or three times. So, according to Shabbat Yechimli Paris, we could say it's not a problem. We see three, because Ketavar Baharim is one. Chakam Bayam is number three. So we have the original Pasuk, Karu Sham, make announcement, Parim Nachachim, you know, you missed the date, and then we have the second and the third. That is different Mefarshim going along with this Mahalach of Rashi. Now, many others say, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, and Yosef Milonil, they learn that this Pasuk is actually not speaking about necessarily addressing Pari, that Pari missed the date. It's speaking to Ruch HaNetzer. Ruch HaNetzer is instructed in today's Haftarah and in last week's Haftarah that he should go and attack Mitzrayim. And Ruch HaNetzer delayed coming. So they say that he delayed coming. And it's not Taina, because kings can always do everything right away. And the Ran finishes off and says, so Koshke and Klal Yisrael, they have an opportunity. When they're warned about something, they have opportunity to be patient with the people in the basin. The guy's not showing up the basin. Koshkin, if the king took his time, for sure for Klai, so we should be patient. We should be nice to the litigants, I'm not sure how you pronounce that word, and let them come again, even if they didn't come to the first date. Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris, actually in his first Mahalach, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was summoning Paroi, and Paroi didn't show up. The Ran, Chedushi Aran, his lashon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the king Hashem didn't get bakas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get bakas with Nebuchadnezzar for not showing up, and so too we should not get bakas with people who are not showing up. So again, there's many different knechim and twists. Erevine, give you another one. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Taima Dekra, he brings that Taisus in Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Taisus Dibur Hamaschil Ken Metagim, says that the word Ichor, delay, the word delay, is something which is possible to be made up. When you speak about a delay, it's something which has Tashlumen. Taisa says that there's a pasuk of Ichor, the Gemara Dashin is going on Tefillah, the Tefillah has Tashlumen, Rashenke Yom Taivim, there's no Hashlamen for a Yom. If you miss a Yom, that's it, you miss Pesach. But Tefillah is a possibility sometimes of making it up. So he says, if so, you can say, Hever Amayit, says Reb Chaim Shlita, Hever Amayit, if it says you delayed it, the Russian delay, however, you missed the time, it's something obviously which can be made up. So again, symbolizes a second time. The Ben Yayada says, why does it say Hever Hamayit? Should it say Hever Mayit? Hamayit means the additional time which is given. So many Purushim, how you see in this Pasuk, but the Gemara definitely learns, the point of this Gemara is, if somebody misses his date in Beis Din, he was told to come, you give him an additional time. Now, if you just learn this Gemara, you would assume that a person gets two times. He gets his first time, second time, and then he's going to go into Cherem. However, the Gemara in Bava Kama in a grazel or machil, that kuf yud gimla min alf, the Gemara says, Omer Avchista, koibim is man sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. The Gemara says you give him a Monday, Thursday, and a Monday. And the Gemara definitely sounds like a person is given three times, and that's how it's brought halacha. So the Torah brings the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam all say three times, because this Gemara kuf yud gimla omer alf. So the Shita and Bava Kama brings the Yad Ramah, who the Ramah, the Rebbeinu Meir Halevi, says, asks his kasha from the Gemara Moed Katan, and he says, I would learn this Gemara differently than everybody else. I would say, Kaiman's man, Shani Mechamishi Mashani, you give him a Monday, Thursday, and Monday to come to Bezin, means if you called him on Monday, give him to Thursday. If you called him on Thursday, give him to Monday. But no more than two times. That's what I would learn. And I looked in the Miri also definitely sounds like he's learning this pshat. However, says Rabbi Chilmi in Paris, we cannot argue at all the Rishonim who say that it's three times, and it's Kipshuta, Sheni Mechamisha, you call on Monday, and if not, then he has till Thursday, if not, he has till next Monday, and only then he goes into Chayim. He says that the Gemara Mai Katan, all the Gemara Mai Katan is teaching you is that one time is not enough. You can't bust a guy, give him a Nidui after one time. That's all you're learning from Mai Katan. Maybe it's two times. No. Whenever something is, you need a chazaka that the guy shows he's not coming, so obviously a chazaka always is three times. So the Gemara Bava Kama is actually based on the Gemara Mai Katan that learns twice, but if it's twice, obviously it's going to be three times. As long as it's Rabbeinu Chilmi Paris, so you think that's what the Ramah says, and there's one more discussion to do with this also. That Gemara that we just read from Bava Kama, where it says, Amar Abchiz, a Kaib Zman, Shei V'chamishi V'Shei, then the Gemara continues and says, Zimna V'Zimna Basa Zimna, a time? The Zimna, Basa Zimna, then a time after that, Ulamachar, the next day, Kasvi, the next day you write the Nidui. So there's actually, Machlagis, you show them what the Gir says. The Rashba has a different Gir, so are you guys Zimna, Vizimna, Basa Zimna, or Zimna, Vizimna, Vizimna, Basa Zimna? So is it like three times? In that Gemara itself, might be totally the Machlagis if it's two or three, but we definitely hold three times. So this is what's learned from Pari. Pari himself, the Mefarshim say, even in the Pasha, that, Pari himself was being over on this, because he was warned many, many times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was patient with him, and Kal Vachomer, we should go along, be patient. The Yad Dabar of David Sinzaim, the famous guy from Paris, he says that the Lashon, Ani Hichbati, is Rabbi Yishlam says, that Pari, I understand, usually the Halacha is that neither you have to be called, Gemara in my Kutkin, you have to be called by three people, and Pari says, I've only been called to Hashem. So he didn't realize, probably didn't have understanding that if Hashem calls you, you have to come, even though it's not three. Hashem is only one. Hashem Echad, you still have to come. But the Ani, the fact that it was just me, Hichbati, caused in the past. That's why he excused himself from not coming. And therefore, you're still allowed to talk to him, Yeshua. That's why power is not considered being in Chayim. Alko Panim, we see from this Pasuk, this Meridik Pasuk teaches us, a halacha, the big Yisoid, of we don't put someone in Yidui from one time. Zok de Chasam Sefer, Achrei Kol Advarim Eilu, says the Chasam Sefer. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Tesor of Al, very famous, everybody knows the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya of Lezer Kapar Oimer, Asidim Batik Nesiyus and Batik Medrashas and Bavavo Shikru Beret Yisrael. In the future, the Batik Nesiyus and the Batik Medrashas and Bavavo will become established in Eret Yisrael. Mashal says they're going to be attached to the base of Mikdash. Base of Mikdash will be built, to extended with the shuls, but you can see his bati midrashas from Bavel. Shenemar, says the Gemara. Kikisava baharim uchakamu bayam yavai. What's the pshat? What's the connection to this pasuk? Valei dvarim kavachem. Mat tover v'karmel ishle baal fi shah, ulmer teira. Tover and Carmel, according to Chazal, we spoke about this in the past, travel. Tover and Carmel moved from their natural place where they were when Hashem made the world. They relocated the covered mountain Teira. They wanted the Teira to be given on them. Nikvayim be'Eretz Yisrael, and they got to be established in Eretz Yisrael. But they can see about the midrash shekayin and abitzin ben Teira al achas kama v'kama. A koshkein they're going to be able to be zeichet to become in Eretz Yisrael. Zok dechsam sefer. What do you see from this? We see that someone who was not even asked to come, they weren't told to come. Har Tover and Har Kama weren't told to come. They actually weren't the mountain that was used. Har Sinai was used. Har Tover and Har Kama were used for other kedushi Hashem. For other wonderful things, Har Tavar was used for the story with Dvaira, she was Dvaira, Har Carmel for Hashem, Wakim, Hashem, Kim, Bayel, Har Carmel. They came uncalled for. They wanted to be part of the Mimar B'Kvay Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was calling the Klal Yisrael, and they felt they wanted to come also. And because of that, they got to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Really, they're not naturally from Eretz Yisrael. That's the most impartial one that's Gemara in Megillah. It's like the Chassam Sofer, that Parah, who was called, and he didn't come when Hashem called him, when he was beckoned to call. So he is going to get punished, he's going to be kicked out of his land. Me, the Kenegan, me, and that's the Hemshah. And I'll show it to you how it fits inside. You didn't come when you were called. Once, twice, three times. Because it's me. You have no business not listening to me. You might say, oh, why do I have to come with that guy? I don't recognize that Beis Din. He's not my God. Me Hashem, 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 is a wonderful taina if Hashem was like some other God. So you say, why should the Pari Mount with Shrimi listen to the God of Amalim? Why should you ever listen to the God of Afghanistan? It's a good taina. But says Rabbi Shlom, I'm Melech Hashem, I'm Melech Malchim, I'm Lachim. Why didn't you come? And Kisavar Behar Mechakam Bayam Yavai. Look at them. They came even when they weren't called for to do the Ratzim Hashem. And you who were called and didn't come, Kli Gaila Asilach, prepare yourselves with Mitzrim, vessels to go into Golus, Yeshevis Bas Mitzrayim. This is what's going to be happening to you. You're going to be going to Golus because Hashem called you and you didn't go. The Imriyemes, Hele Yimriyemes, the Gerev in this week's Pasha says that we learn from all of this, from this limud, from the Haftarah of the halachic limud of being called three times until you put into Chayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kal Vachayim, was waiting for Klal Yisrael. He gives him another chance, and we see that it's Lav Dafka two times, Lav Dafka three times. Parah was given 10 chances, 10 makris, over and over again he was given, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is patient for Klal Yisrael. They should be Chayzer B'tshuva. Baron Kotler, Mishnah Sarbaron, brings this Gemara also to learn something Musardic about being called, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us to do tshuva, whether it's Elul, we should be inspired, we should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance, and he gives another chance, and he's patient with us. We should be zayicha to get the inspiration, learn from this halacha, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us, and trying to wake us up, and giving us another chance, we should hear our calling, and because of Shuv, everybody knows the story, that the Hilger of Shimon Schwab is by the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim asked Rav Shimon Schwab, are you a Kayin? Shimon Schwab was a Bacher learning in Yeshivas Mir, I think. Are you a Kayin? So Rav Shimon Schwab said, nope. Chavetz Chaim said, I am, why aren't you? So Rav Shimon Schwab said, because my father's not. He said, yeah, why wasn't your father? So he said, because my Zayde, and so on. Chavetz Chaim said, you know why I'm a Kayin? Because my father was and his father was. What's the difference? In the Midbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Ilai, my great-great-great-great-grandfather heard the calling of Moshe Rabbeinu and heeded it and went and ran. But your great-great-grandfather didn't. And that's why you're not crying. So we should hear the calling. We hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calling us. Somebody called me yesterday and says, what does Hashem want from us right now? So I'm not that guggle that's going to tell you. We've spoken about this before. But everybody personally for sure knows what Hashem is calling to them individually. That's for sure. The Gaelim will tell us what Hashem is calling to the Rabbim. Everybody knows on their own what Hashem is calling to the Yachid. We have to hear that call. We have to go running. We have to hasten. And not Chas Hashem, keep pushing it off. And if we pushed it off, Hashem is patient. He's not Bekas with us yet. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for listening.